Hey, everybody, this is Stelly.
And this is Heat and Shaw.
And today in the Startup Chat, we will talk about startup lies.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So here's why I want to talk about this with you specifically. You know, in recent months, there have been a few cases where founders that are friends of mine or founders that I've been advising that have kind of uncovered or told me that they've been lying to either investors, their team members, or their families. They've been lying for a variety of reasons. And they didn't say, "I'm lying." Just in my conversation with them, I realized, holy shit, he or she is lying about X, Y, and Z, and I could get into some examples very, very quickly. And the first time it happened, it kind of broke my heart and it made me think, wow, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with any of this in my life. And it feels so distant, like running a company where you have to like lie to investors or ask friends to sign up and put in their credit card so you can, in your next board meeting, report some fake, like just that type of shit. But the recent example I had was, again, one where through a startup employee, I basically learned that one of my startup that a friend of mine is running, that they, you know, they're bending the truth in a way that I would call a lie to make certain numbers look good for the investors. And I was like, shit, I need to talk to Heaton about this. Like, this idea of, you know, a lot of startups live, you know, think that they, well, a lot of startups do live in the gray zone, right? There's like black and white. And a lot of startups do things that are sometimes not fully legal and do things that are slightly ethically questionable. And there's a lot of stories of founders getting away with it and becoming successful and never hurting anybody. And so I feel like a lot of founders, because of the pressure they get and because of the maybe all these stories out there of, like, I don't know, Steve Jobs on stage pretending something is working, whatever it was. I don't remember the story exactly, like some kind of interface working, but it wasn't really working. We know all these kind of stories, and maybe startup founders in particular feel like it's okay to lie or bend the truth to get to that next milestone or to survive or to avoid conflict or to not rock the boat with their employees and team members. And I have strong opinions about this, but I want to hear yours as well. I just want to talk about this. Is it okay? Is it cool to lie? Why do startups lie? Let's unpack this. Let's talk about it.
Why do startups lie?
Why do founders lie?
God.
I don't know.
Why do people lie, Stelly?
Why do people lie? Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with startups and founders. I think that's a solid topic. And you know, the truth is, I don't think most founders, when they lie, know that they're really actually telling a lie that's going to hurt them.
Mm.
What I mean by that is, you know, excuse me, all the stories we hear are all about straight up, like, you know, how successful these companies were or how much they struggled in the beginning and then they figured it out. You know, I'm talking about like the best case stories of like struggle and then they figured it out. And I can give lots of examples, but every single company has some form of that early, like, hero's journey type of story, right?
Right.
And so I think people have just gotten to believe in someone else's story and the way these stories developed. And so, you know, the reason I'm mentioning that is, like, I just think founders get a lot of things in their heads, especially first-time founders, about what being a founder is, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
My opinion is that what being a founder is being a business owner. That's it. Maybe it's a different type of business owner because you have a lot more risk on like your business and the product and what you're creating. But who doesn't? Even a coffee shop owner who just opened a coffee shop in a corner or a restaurant owner, whatever, these things that have been around before tech and before startups, you know, what we call startups today. These were the old startups. Like, they had the same. It was business. And I think that people don't realize that lying in business gets you in a lot of trouble. And, you know, the lies come from the fact that you just want to look good. You want to sound like you're always crushing it. So part of this to me is like this whole crushing it factor, you know, of like, oh, I'm crushing it. I'm doing really well. Even if like everything's just hitting the fan all the time. And even some of the largest companies that are out there that are growing super fast, shit's hitting the fan all the time. And so I think there's a difference between lying and framing your problems in a way that's productive for you.
All right.
And
let's unpack that, right? Because here's the bottom line from my perspective. And I think most people would be surprised by that because I'm such a loudmouth and people are like, sales guy probably has no ethical problems bending the truth all the way to a full-on lie. But actually,
they don't know you.
Yeah,
so
but
drop the bomb.
I actually, you know, hate that shit. I'm incredibly uncomfortable with anything like it. I am not uncomfortable at all with giving you an edited version of the truth. Not when it's, again, not when it's getting to the territory of a lie. But, you know, I can say, hey, we are offering you a limited access alpha. We're going to partner with 10 companies. You know, we're currently talking to 20 and we're selecting who's going to be part of it. That's all true. That makes it seem like there's a lot of demand and very little supply, right? I make myself very attractive. And I might be talking to you and have a bunch of calls and conversations, and they might all not lead to anything, right? But that to me is very different from telling you, well, we have already 40 companies agreeing to work with us and you could be one of them. When in fact, no company has agreed to working with us yet. Right? To me, there's a huge difference between framing something in a positive way and in a strong way and outright lying about the truth.
People lie because they think it's better to lie and they're going to look better. In fact, when someone catches you in a lie, you look really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And then they don't want to do business with you. They don't want to help you, you know? So I think like this, it's almost like a psychological like nuance in a way of the difference between a lie and, like you said, framing something in a positive light. So, you know, I just want to tell people not to lie.
Yeah.
But that's like very dangerous because I think people don't know that they're lying. Like it's like this weird thing with founders, especially where they want to believe that what already, like their whole job is to create what doesn't exist all the time.
Mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're here trying to create what doesn't exist, there's some part of you that has to believe it already exists. What do you do with that part of you, right? Like, what do you do? So my trick there, what I would say is don't ever tell anyone anything that doesn't exist. Just
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
But you can tell yourself whatever the heck you need to keep going.
You can tell yourself any lie that positively impacts your actions.
All day. Do not speak that to anybody else.
Yeah, we'll talk about this for a second. I want to actually unpack why people shouldn't lie. Instead of just keeping it conceptually as like lying is bad, right? Talk about like real consequences. What are the pros and cons practically?
But Stanley, lying is bad.
Lying is bad, right? But I want to talk about why. But even another example recently, I didn't even realize it till we